Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the end of the Midwest Exodus.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org. Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. For decades, Midwestern cities have seen a steady population decline. As manufacturing jobs left, so did people, leaving shuttered factories and empty storefronts. But now there are signs that the trend is starting to reverse. For the first time in a long time, cities like Dayton, Canton, and Akron are seeing more people migrate into their metros. Jean Whalen covered this for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome, Jean.
Hi there.
So what are the population trends happening in the Midwest and in Ohio?
For the first time in years, the Midwest is gaining slightly more people from the rest of the country than it is losing. In the most recent year of census data that we have, the Midwest gained about 16,000 people more than it lost to the rest of the country. So that's a big turnaround for Midwest. It's not a huge number. 16,000 isn't an enormous number, but it's a reversal of the losses that had topped, 175,000 as recently as 2022.
Okay, so it's not fully a Midwest renaissance yet, but we are going in the right direction. Do we know what's driving this shift?
So part of it is just that the South is, for a long time, was a magnet that was drawing people away from the Midwest. It was offering a lot of jobs and lower taxes and all of these things that made people leave the Midwest. Well, job growth has slowed down in a lot of the South. And also, some of the housing markets in these big Sunbelt metro areas like Phoenix and Atlanta and Miami have gotten really expensive. And housing is relatively affordable still in the Midwest. So as we've seen housing prices spike in lots of the country, I think housing affordability is another factor causing some Midwesterners to stay put and others perhaps to move to the region.
Some of the data that you included around previous population loss in these areas, I mean, to me, it was pretty staggering. Akron lost one third of its population from 1960 to 2020. In Cleveland, that was 60%. How optimistic should we be about the gains that we've seen in this last year?
Yeah, so it's important to remember. So there are a couple different ways to track population in the area. One is to look at just at the population of the cities themselves, so the city limits. Then you can also look at the metro areas, which are the cities and the surrounding counties all as one. The metro areas have been the ones that have gained population in recent years. So it's really the metro areas that we are seeing turning around a bit now.
What kind of industries have sprung up to replace the jobs that we've lost?
So a lot of the jobs in places like Cleveland and Akron these days are in services, in healthcare, education, and other service industries. And that's true throughout the country as well. There is a little bit of a tech startup scene in Akron these days. It's not major, but it's beyond just the tire and rubber manufacturing of the past.
You also noted that some of this migration is from so-called boomerangers. Those are people who are returning to their childhood towns after living out of state. What's bringing them back?
People can have multiple reasons for wanting to move, be near family, maybe affordability, a new job. People who come back often bring with them, new ideas for new companies or projects, or they have families, all that kind of thing, which can contribute to the area's growth.
Jean Whalen is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
You're very welcome.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.